Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silverback Pride, this is our weekly podcast. I'll tell you, this thing's a roller coaster, isn't it? Last time we talked, last Monday night, it was very serious, it was very sullen. It was an emergency podcast about this sudden, shocking resignation of John Gruden as the Raiders head coach. Now, a week later, we're fired up. We're excited. There's energy. Because it's your Raiders are really in good shape again. And I tell you, it's roller coaster. And Raider fans know this as much as anybody. The last 2 years, good starts, and then a big crashes at the end of the season. Choke jobs, whatever you want to call it. And then this year starts 3-0, looking great, darlings of the league. Then two stumbles, don't look very good at all. And then the Gruden thing. And then it's, oh my God, this, you know, everything's going to hell. But then they go out and really put a great showing against the Denver Broncos Sunday in Week 6 in a 34-24 win. It was a complete win. Offense, defense, special teams, dominant. Really huge performances by Max Crosby and Derek Carr. And Henry Ruggs came through being what he has really become. And that's just maybe not an every down guy, but a guy who's going to make an impact in the game. And Mark Davis told the Las Vegas Journal that, hey, this is the most complete win in years. But most importantly, it was a win that was needed. It was badly needed. The Raiders responded. Last week was tough. Last week was brutal. I mean, if you watched the press conferences last week, and I was so impressed by them all, the Wednesday press conferences, Mayock, Rich Bisaccia, the interim coach, Derek Carr, Max Crosby, and Darren Waller, really the leaders and stars of this team, speaking of the three players, of course, right? Those are the guys. It was like a funereal atmosphere. It was, you know, shocking. They're sad. They're talking about processing and being affected and a lot on their plate. And, you know, I mean, they had to go through it. But there's also resolve there. And there was also the overlying message, especially from Mayock and Bisaccia to the players, and they went out there and made the results on the field in Denver. By the way, the Broncos are horrible. But that's besides the point right now. The point is that the message was, hey, we're 3-2. It's all right in front of us. This is an unusual situation when there's interim. Usually when there's interim head coach, it's because the head coach was fired. Sometimes it's because of health, but often it is because there's coaching decision. This wasn't a decision. This was a forced situation. John Gruden's out, but they all responded. It was so impressive. I think the entire league really took notice. I know the NFL leaders, SB Nation, had me on the Monday national show. You know, the Raiders are a topic, and it's a topic of hope, and it's a topic of a rebound. And that's important. And I've always liked the makeup of this team, and it showed itself. Now, does this mean they're going to go on a huge run and they're in great shape? I think they are in great shape. You know, the Eagles are 2-4. We'll talk about them a little bit. The Giants are 1-5. So it's Eagles this weekend, bye week, Giants, and then the Chiefs. So the Raiders have a real opportunity to be 6-2. This early season tough schedule hasn't been that tough. Now they're in the part where it's easy, and it's easy. The end of the season is probably going to be tough. So you just got to take advantage of it. No stumbles. No freaking stumbles the next 2 weeks. And I don't think they will. But, you know, and I just think they're going to have a lot of motion in this game against the Eagles. Because this is the first game at home without Gruden. So they're going to go through it again. And, you know, that's the fans are going to be emotional. It's going to be a big deal. Fans are going to give them such a hero's welcome after what they did in Denver. And deservedly so. Deservedly so. But again, I think they're going to answer the bell. But this is about emotion. The Raiders did really good offensively, obviously, and defensively. But offensively, there was no Gruden. Greg Olsen was the play caller for the first time, you know, with the Raiders. With Gruden, of course, since coming back in 2018. But this move wasn't because of... Gruden's not out because of coaching. He's out because of off-field situation, because of decisions he made in those emails. So, but now people say, oh, the offense is alive again. Yeah, they averaged 30 points in the first 3 weeks and wins. They had a total of 23 points in the two losses, and then they get 34 again here. But it's not because Gruden sucked, okay? It's not because the play calling was so much better. I think this is emotion. So I think the Raiders' goal here and challenge is to keep it up, keep the emotions up, and then when it does settle down and all the shock of the change is gone, and that will happen soon, they still gotta execute like they did the first three games. And yes, there was, they used Drake more, and they play actioned more, and it all worked out really well. The offensive line blocked, but they're just gonna have to continue it. And I think that's really key, is just to get settled down and have emotion meet production. And if that happens, I think they should be in really good shape. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Defensively, they got turnovers. That was big time. They're quietly getting healthier. I mean, there's some really good things to like here. Let's continue to see that offensive line improve. Alex Leatherwood, still a penalty machine. That's got to get better. Jacobs has to run better. But, hey, if you can get Drake involved, I like it, I like it, I like it. Moreau had a nice blocking. You know, he hasn't had a great blocking year. But he had a good block in that game. Brandon Faison played for Robertson. Robertson was a guy who looked good in weeks 4 and 5. He didn't look so good this week. So maybe Faison's a guy. Damian Square played for the first time as a Raider. Did well. No Phylon, which I was surprised. But they really got after Bridgewater, and the defense set the tone, and Raiders just made so many more plays, and they were so much better. And just really, really impressive. Little news today, they worked out four players. Raiders and everybody around the league works out players all the time. That's not shocking. What is surprising is that three of those guys were all first-round picks in the past. DJ Fluker, the guard. Darquez Denard, cornerback. And a guy named DJ Hayden, who the Raiders took 8 years ago in the first round. They're thin at cornerback because of injuries. And they're always looking for offensive lineup, so maybe they add one of these guys. Maybe it's the practice squad. We'll see. So what do I want to see from the Philly game? I want to see the crowd get into it. I want to see them start fast. Again, they scored on the first drive against the Broncos. Scored a lot of drives against the Broncos. I want them to see the harass Jalen Hurts. He won't be able to handle it if they come after him. He will not be able to handle that. I want the Raiders to set the tone. They're better than the Eagles. Be better, set the tone, and win the game. That was the task against the Dolphins. It barely worked. That was the task against the Bears. It didn't work. Win the game, be better, go 5-2, and enjoy the heck out of your bye week. So everybody can enjoy the heck out of their bye weeks, right? So that's what I want. That's what I want to see. Again, so impressive against the Broncos. So impressed by the Raiders leaders. And you got something. And the AFC is not that good. The Raiders have something going. Now, let's not next week go, oh, here's the roller coaster part again. They blew it, and they're 4-3, and it stinks. I don't want to talk about it. They got to just be better. And I think they have it in them. Thanks for having me. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our podcast. You be good. You take it easy. You be safe. Talk to you next week.